USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FDA is close to approving a third dose of COVID vaccine for people who are immunocompromised. The agency said Wednesday that it was evaluating potential options on the issue along with the Centers for Disease Control. About 3% of Americans are considered immunocompromised, and many have had lower immune responses after receiving the shot, leaving them still vulnerable to infection. The agency is expected to release its decision on Thursday. And a new assessment from the CIA says that Afghanistan may fall under Taliban control within 6 months. That coming as Taliban fighters seized control of three more provincial capitals and are now controlling about two-thirds of the country. Fox News reporting that intelligence officials worry that Kabul could be encircled within the next 30 days. The Taliban's offense coming as the U.S. and NATO complete their full pullout of troops from the country, something expected to be complete by the end of the month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Oregon's governor is under fire for signing a law that eliminates some requirements for the state's high schoolers to graduate. Lance Pryor reports.
Oregon's Democrat governor secretly signed off on a law that allows high school students to graduate without proving they can read, write, or do simple math. Oregon's Senate Bill 744 was signed by the governor in June after the Oregon House passed the bill 38-18. The Oregon Senate then approved the measure in a 16-13 vote. Charles Boyle, an aide to the Democrat governor, said suspending the proficiency requirements will benefit Oregon's students of color.
And global consulting firm Accenture says it's the latest victim of a cyber attack. The company says it was able to isolate its affected servers and that there were no impact on the company's operations. CNN reporting that the criminal group Lockbit has claimed responsibility for the attack, threatening to publicly release encrypted files from the company if a ransom isn't paid. It's the latest in a recent string of cyber attacks against major companies and institutions, with much of the blame being placed on criminal groups operating in Eastern Europe and Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are reacting to other Republicans voting in favor of a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
The Senate passed the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill Tuesday by a 69-30 vote, 19 Republicans joining all Democrats in sending the bill to the House. Senator Josh Hawley says he can't believe any Republican senator could vote for the bill. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News that the infrastructure package was actually a radical piece of legislation that will cost trillions in pork barrel spending.
This is a radical left woke politics bill that has stuff like gender identity mandates in it, the radical equity agenda, the Green New Deal. That's all in this bill. And by the way, it's going to cost trillions of dollars pork barrel spending. There's stuff like bridges and highways in Canada in this bill. We ought to be building highways and bridges in the United States, not in foreign countries.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A decentralized financial platform is reporting one of the biggest cryptocurrency thefts ever. Officials at Poly Network say hackers made off with roughly $600 million in cryptocurrency Tuesday due to a vulnerability. In a letter posted online, Poly Network saying the money belongs to tens of thousands of crypto community members. So far, $5 million of the money has been returned. It is unclear who is responsible for the hack or why the money is being returned. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.